Well, good evening and welcome. Can you hear me okay, Laura?
Sure, I do. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Well, thanks so much, everybody, for joining us here this evening. It is January 18th, middle of January, beginning of the year, an exciting time, and a lot of good things continue to happen in the background, in the corporate offices, and I'm so pleased and proud to be part of Perium and to be working with Dave and Amy and all the other good folks that are part of Perium, as well as the field leadership team, and thanks for welcoming me so openly into this great company, and you know, excited about the information we're going to be talking about tonight, which is simplicity. And I would say this business is simple to do, but it's not easy to do. And what I mean by that is that the activities that it takes to be successful in your Perium business are really not difficult to do, but they're easy not to do. They're easy not to do because for most people, this is a part-time business. And for most of your prospects, the idea of health or the idea of wealth is not a front of mind or a full-time. So, you know, for majority of the business, you have part-time people talking to folks who are very, very busy. And so that's why the simpler you can make this business, the more fun and exciting you can make the business, because the easier it is to have some success, the easier it is to build some momentum, and the easier it is to duplicate your business. So simple is beautiful. Simple is profitable, because if you have a large team of very part-time people that are consistently and persistently doing what they should be doing, you can have tremendous success. So that's what we're really looking for, is a large team of very part-time people consistently and persistently doing what they're supposed to be doing. So what is it that they're supposed to be doing? A lot of times we dig into one issue and cover it pretty thoroughly. On tonight's call, we're going to operate more at 30,000 feet. We're going to look at the entire business start to finish, and we're going to simplify it down. So a lot of this is information you already know. Either you know it from your own experience, you know it intuitively, or you know it from listening to these calls. But we're going to cover it in a more straightforward, kind of black and white way, and cover more ground more quickly. And it starts with why you're in business. And so the answer is very simple, why you're in business. You have two choices. You can either shrink your life into your current level of income, or you can expand your income to enjoy more things. So you can either shrink your life down into your current income, which is what most people do, or you can expand your income, and with expanding your income, you can enjoy new things. And those new things could be anything from just less stress in paying your bills, less stress in worrying about credit card debt, less stress in figuring out how you're going to pay for your kids' education or retirement. So it doesn't have to be, you know, Bentleys and mansions. Additional income can be very practical, very simple, but very important things. So the more clear you are as to how much you want to expand your circle, what you need and then what you want and the priorities of those things, the more clear you're going to get as to why you're in business. So we can spend a lot of time and get super confused about it, or we can just keep it that simple to that one little word picture of, yeah, so I want to expand my circle. So with that, how do you expand your circle? Well, you have some assets. What are the assets that you have? Well, your basic assets are your time, your money, and your contacts. Your time, your money, and your contacts. So how much time are you willing to invest in Perium? When are you going to be doing your business? Where are you going to be doing your business? How consistently and persistently are you going to do your business? And, you know, one simple little hint is you're better off doing less but doing it the same way over and over again, the same times over and over again, so it becomes part of your habit and part of your character and part of your schedule. How much money are you going to invest in your business? There's a lot of different ways to invest money in your business, and so for some of you, that's going to be a very little amount, and some it's going to be more. You know, making sure that you utilize the products, making sure you have enough samples of your scoop of greens or whatever you're using to sample your product. You know, those are important decisions. And then ultimately, the last one, and in my opinion, by far the most important asset you bring to the table, are your contacts. So are you willing to fully utilize and fully access your contacts, which leads us right into the first step of our pipeline process, which is prospects. And we have a simple way of making a prospect list. You can make it a million different ways. You can do it however you'd like it. You can make it as hard and as difficult of a process as you'd like, but this is what it is. It's quantity and quality. And so either you're doing it this way or you're doing it a harder way, because the way to do it from a quantity standpoint is to take your cell phone, to take your email list or list. A lot of people have a lot of multiple email addresses that they have content and databases into. Take your business cards and take all the folks that you know by name or by face and put them on one big list. And then focus on quality. The people that are the easiest, which are the ones you know the best, and the people that you think will do the best in the business. And you might even, you know, further prioritize it by, you know, who do you think would be most interested in health and who do you think would be most interested in wealth. But basically, you're taking your entire list and you're prioritizing it. And that will take several hours. It won't take you weeks and months, but it will take you a block of time. And it's a block of time that you should take. It's a block of time that's essential to your business, and if you have a good list, you have a much better chance of being successful. And if you don't have a good list, you have a much less chance of being successful. Now, for those of you who say, well, wait a minute, I've already talked to a lot of folks on my list, or I've talked to the ones I want to talk on the list, so you may not be brave enough to be talking to most or all or the best people on your list, then you can expand your list. And so there's lots of different ways to expand your list, but for simplicity's sake, look at it this way. You can network through the people you know, and that's why Facebook is now the most popular website in the world, is because people like to network and they have success personally and professionally networking through other people. So you can network through people you know. That's how you can expand your list. You can utilize the 3-foot rule, which is, talk to people that you come in contact with on a regular basis that may or may not be for you. It's not for everybody, but, you know, talk to waitresses and people at the coffee shop and people that you're online with at the bank or people that you're, you know, online with at the airport or somebody who comes in to work in your house or the new insurance person that you meet with. You know, those are opportunities for you to expand your list. And the last is to advertise, or to buy leads, or to go out on the internet and find other people that you really don't know. And that's fine, too. So, you know, that's a simple way to look at who to talk to in this business. And so, depending on how you want to do your business, you can focus on any of those things. But, you know, those are things that if you're serious about your business, you can do, for sure. And then you need to invite people to learn more about your product and learn more about your business. And so the invitation process is different for every person and different based on the context, but the simple way to look at it is you're going to ask some questions and figure out how you can help somebody. You're going to offer them a sample of your product, and in exchange you're going to ask them to learn more about your business either by talking to your upline or to go on to the 3-minute call on the website or go on to the website or listen to one of Dave's audio programs or look at a brochure or, you know, what have you. So there are different ways to invite somebody, but basically you're just going to ask them for the permission to give them a sample of product, And then, you know, your presentation about the opportunity can either be face-to-face, you know, at a coffee shop or in a meeting. You know, Dave Sandoval's coming down to Florida, I believe, next month. And, you know, that's a great way and a great reason to invite somebody to that kind of presentation. It could be done over the phone with your upline. We're going to be starting back up some Thursday business opportunity calls sometime later, you know, in the next few months. And, you know, it could be done on the Internet. There's, you know, some people have created websites, and, you know, there's information at the PHP order site that helps you to put together a presentation, and the company is working on more tools that will help you with the invitation and the presentation. And then the enroll process, the simplicity of the enroll process is the person could have a variety of different questions or objections or situations could come up, but bottom line is you're going to ask them to become a distributor, ask them to become a customer, or if they choose to pass, ask them for a referral. So, you know, that's really, from 30,000 feet, what it looks like to get somebody into the business. And then once you get them started, my opinion is you should focus on trying to enroll at least 4 people. Now, you know, you can do 5, you can do 6, you can do 10, you can do 3. Yeah, I think 4 is an achievable number for most folks. It clearly gets them into profit, and it starts to build 4 legs in their business in which they can begin to earn some residual income. And, you know, if they don't have great success with 4, at least they can get 2 or 3. At least they can pick up a few customers, but it really starts with having enough samples and making a list and going through that simple process we described, and talking to enough folks to make that all happen. And then as you start to build out your business, you're going to go through 3 phases. The first phase, from 0 to 25 people, you're going to be spending almost all your time personally enrolling new folks, new distributors, new customers, and maybe 10% of the time, you know, helping those in your business get started or answering questions for them. Now, as you have 25 to 200 people, you know, that ratio may turn to 70% or 80% of the time that you're going to be enrolling people and focused on bringing new people into your business. And maybe, you know, 10, 20, 30% of the time helping to get people started, answer questions, doing 3-way phone calls, helping people with presentations and those sorts of folks. And then when you get up over 200 people in your business, especially when you start to get over 100 people in your 5 levels, then you're going to start to, you know, get into maybe a 50-50 situation. But you should never be in a situation, unless you have a huge, huge business, where you don't spend at least 50% of your time enrolling new folks and starting new legs, especially with this type of compensation plan, a unit-level compensation plan, where you make your most profit up close to your business. So, you know, I see people all the time make the mistake of they have 2 people, they have 3 people in their business, and suddenly they think they're a manager, and they're no longer, you know, doing what they did to bring in those first few people in their business. So, don't trick yourself. Don't take the easy way out, because it's easier to tell other people what to do. It's easier to be the expert than to go out and do it. And, you know, people often will take the path of least resistance. So when you're leading a team, when you ultimately have a nice size group, then it really comes down to, number one, belief. The bigger your belief in the product and the opportunity, the more that you can share that. Number two is action, your own activity, your own enrolling. You know, if you get to the point where even with a large business you stop enrolling folks, your credibility, how much you're in touch and in tune with the marketplace and what to say and what not to say becomes less and less because you're not out there talking to folks on a regular basis. So it's belief and action and then ultimately communication. You're sharing your best stories. You're sharing your success stories. You're sharing the best practices of what's happening in your business. And, you know, it's through those best practices that you really gain the respect of your team and that people really come to you saying, wow, there's a person with the answers because they're doing it, they have done it, they've helped other people do it, they've helped other people help other people do it, and, you know, that's a very rewarding place. And so ultimately, if we go full circle, most of you are in the business because you want to expand your income circle. You're in the business because you either want more health or more wealth, and in this economy, most folks, it's more wealth. But certainly, especially in this culture, a lot of people are into the business because they want more health too, and that's great. So, you know, most people join Purium and these types of businesses for the product or for the opportunity. But ultimately, most people find their greatest reward if they have success in helping others be successful, in helping others be successful. So they join for the product and the money, and they stay for the community and the sense of reward for helping others fulfill their dream. And, you know, it sounds corny, but it's true. If you help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want. If you help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want. And, you know, it's those samples that are the key to helping people get what they want. So, you know, look back through you do, what you've been doing, what you've done, and give it that simplicity test. You know, do you have a clear reason why you're in business? Do you know how much you want to expand your circle? Do you know what your assets are as far as time, money, and contacts? Are you using your time wisely? Do you know when you do business and when you don't do business? Have you made a decision consciously as to what you're willing to spend on your business? And if you spend it, do you know where you're going to spend it and how much you expect it to make for you? And when you make your list, you have a great list that you can point to right now that you work consistently. You know, I work with some of the top salespeople at Microsoft. Believe me, they had a great list, and their list, each contact was a file, you know, so it wasn't just one person. You know, a certain company or a certain governmental agency that they were trying to sell Microsoft software into, they would have a whole file on, you know, what that client's looking for and what where they're getting software from and who the decision makers are and all that sort of stuff. So having a good list, working that list, being clear and being brave enough to target those folks and being proud enough and having enough belief that you want to invite them to learn more about what we're doing and invite them to try these great products and to try this opportunity of just sharing these great products. And so, yeah, that's really what it's all about, is walking people through a simple process, making it simple for yourself, and being efficient for yourself, because most folks these days, they want more income and they don't want more work. And so, you know, if you can make the process easy, if it's as easy as making a list, handing out some samples, getting them on the phone with you, having a little fun, meeting Dave, and, you know, we'll all be happy, that sounds like a fun business to be in. And that's why it's so important to simplify down your message, simplify down your process, simplify down your goals, and, you know, if necessary, expand out beyond what you're currently doing with that simple process. Go find some new people who are hungry like you. Go find some new people who are motivated to change their health like you. And you know, go tell them. Go show them. Go sample. And good things will happen. So that's our message here tonight. We could make it more complicated, but that would defeat the purpose of simplicity. So thanks so much for joining us here these 20 minutes. And there's a simple takeaway for you. And next Tuesday night, we'll have a new message and some new ideas and some new simple ways for you to build your Purium business. And as I said, a lot of good things happening in the background, exciting times. I know there's a lot of success happening right now with the anabolic fasting program that's on special. And so definitely take advantage of that. And, you know, that's a great way to have some get some instant impact, some real high-impact products, some really different types of products that you don't see on the store shelves. And, you know, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee on these products. So use that. I mean, sample the product and then use the 60-day money-back guarantee. So even somebody who spends a couple $100 on this anabolic fasting program, they can get it all back. They're not happy with the results. And so, you know, I know that this company stands behind what they do. They want people to have those great results, and you know, they want you to share it. So share what's out there for you. Utilize that, and have some fun doing it. And we'll catch you next Tuesday night. So thanks, everybody, for joining us, and we'll be here 1 week from tonight. Bye now.